good afternoon. A nice late summer day in progress across interior New York and New England with a mixture of sunshine and clouds and temperatures climbing off our morning lows and back through the 70s. We are tracking a disturbance that is heading in our direction from the upper Ohio Valley. It will shear off to our south and across the Mid-Atlantic region later this afternoon. Thicker clouds and scattered showers and thunderstorms will be possible with this system, primarily along I-84 and points south toward New York City and southernmost New England. To the north of this area, generally dry weather for the balance of the day today, and with a mix of sun and clouds, highs should reach into the upper 70s and lower 80s. After this disturbance passes by, we'll focus on a trough of low pressure which will be digging into the Great Lakes. This will push a dry cold front through the region tonight, and skies will be partly cloudy with lows back into the lower 60s. After this cold front moves by, we'll dry out even more for the upcoming weekend. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds behind the front on Friday with a nice northwest breeze and much lower humidity with highs in the mid-70s. Cooler air will continue to flow in, and with full sunshine on Saturday, highs will be in the lower 70s. On Sunday, the high pressure will continue to dominate the weather, although around the backside of it, temperatures will start to warm. A few clouds will mix in, plenty of sunshine with highs in the middle and upper 70s. On Labor Day, the high will again remain off to our east. However, it does look strong enough to hold on to the dry weather for the balance of the holiday weekend, and an increasing southerly wind flow will allow temperatures to push up toward 80. In fact, the focus of the weather for next week will be on another trough of low pressure, which will try to push a front our way, but it looks like a strong area of high pressure will continue to hold that off, and temperatures next week should rebound back into the lower and middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level disturbance advancing across the Ohio Valley this morning will move into the central Appalachians, then the mid-Atlantic, and bring the threat of heavy showers and thunderstorms capable of producing localized flash flooding and severe weather. The Storm Prediction Center has indicated that there's an enhanced risk of severe weather across the central mid-Atlantic in particular, where there's expected to be concerns for damaging winds and a few tornadoes this afternoon. Meanwhile, a new cold front will be arriving tomorrow from the Midwest and Great Lakes region, which is expected to bring cooler and much drier weather for much of the eastern United States going into the weekend, with temperatures trending down to either normal or modestly below normal for this time of year. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 23 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with a late-day shower or thunderstorm in the mid-80s, Boston mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs around 80 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees. The average low, 56. The record high, 100, set in 1953. And the record low, 39, in 1976. Sunrise this morning was at 6:23 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:25 p.m. 13 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Partly cloudy tonight in the lower to mid 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible by the end of the day today with highs in the mid 80s. A scattered shower or thunderstorm tonight in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the Catskills later today and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Becoming partly cloudy tonight, lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm by the end of the day today and highs in the lower 80s. A scattered shower or thunderstorm tonight, lows in the mid-60s. for the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny with just a slight risk of a shower or thunderstorm by the end of the day today with highs in the lower 80s. Becoming partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy in the mid-70s, sunny in the lower 70s on Saturday, mostly sunny mid to upper 70s on Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds, milder on Monday, a bit more humidity, near 80, and a mix of sun and clouds with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm Tuesday or Wednesday and highs in the lower to mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.